Thunder Bay, the Salvation Army has surpassed its lofty $300,000 Christmas kettle campaign goal. As of Christmas Eve, the organization has collected $327,615, a feat not lost on Gary Ferguson, the executive director of the Salvation Army Community and Residential Services in Thunder Bay. "This has been a difficult year for everyone. We are so grateful for the support we have received at the kettles. We recognize that especially this year, it is a sacrifice for many to give, both financially and of their time. We say thank you again for helping us to continue our services in the community. Many people will benefit because of your selflessness," Ferguson said in a release issued on Tuesday. Although they've hit their goal, Ferguson said any additional funds that come in will go a long way to helping out some of the city's less fortunate, helping to ensure the sustainability of services like the mobile meal program, that feeds between 50 and 240 people a night. It also helps the Salvation Army prepare nearly 400 hampers of food per month, which is handed out to those people struggling to cover the cost of food and stay on top of other bills. The money also is used to fund a school nutrition program that feeds about 135 students a day, to provide emergency shelter to the homeless, transition housing programming, and many other programs. The need keeps growing. As the economic downturn continues, increasing number of people are reaching out more for assistance, Ferguson said, thanking local businesses for allowing kettles to be set up, Halfway Motors for providing a vehicle, and T-Baytel for providing a phone to help organize the campaign. Donations are still being accepted at 545 Cumberland Street North in Thunder Bay, or by phoning 807-345-6492. They can also be made online at www.journeytolifecenter.com. In order to qualify for deductions on this year's taxes, donations must be received by midnight on December 31st.